Welcome to evening prayer on Tuesday, the 6th of October. God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. O God, will you not give us life again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Truly, his salvation is near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness look down from heaven. Righteousness shall go before him and direct his steps in the way, that this evening may be holy, good and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 74. Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. O Lord, why have you utterly disowned us? Why does your anger burn against the sheep of your pastures? Remember your congregation that you purchased of old, the tribe you redeemed from your own possession, and Mount Zion, where you dwelt. Hasten your steps towards the endless ruins, where the enemy has laid waste all your sanctuary. Your adversaries roar in the place of your worship. They set up their banners as tokens of victory. Like men brandishing axes on high in a thicket of trees, all her carved work they smashed down with hatchet and hammer. They set fire to your holy place. They defiled the dwelling place of your name and razed it to the ground. They said in their heart, "Let us make havoc of them altogether." And they burned down all the sanctuaries of God in the land. There are no signs to see, not one prophet left, not one among us who knows how long. How long, O God, will the adversaries scoff? Shall the enemies blaspheme your name forever? Why have you withheld your hand and hidden your right hand in your bosom? Arise, O Lord. Maintain your own cause. Yet the God is my King from of old, who did deeds of salvation in the midst of the earth. It was you that divided the sea by your might and shattered the heads of the dragons on the waters. You alone crushed the heads of the Leviathan and gave him to the beast of the desert for food. You cleft the rock for fountain and flood. You dried up ever-flowing rivers. Yours is the day, yours also the night. You established the moon and the sun. You set all the bounds of the earth. You fashioned both summer and winter. Arise, O God. Maintain your own cause. Remember now, Lord, how the enemy scoffed, how a foolish people despised your name. Do not let the wild beast, the soul of your turtle dove, forget not the lives of your poor forever. Look upon your creation, for the earth is full of darkness, full of the haunts of violence. Let not the oppressed turn away ashamed, but let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. Remember how fools reviled you all the day long. Forget not the clamor of your adversaries, the tumult of your enemies that ascends continually. Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. Redeeming God, renew your broken people with your Holy Spirit, that they may walk your narrow way and greet your coming down, your coming dawn in Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I might see the wonders of your law. Lead me in the path of your commandments, all that I may see the wonders of your law. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Let us pray. A prayer by Rebecca Barlow Jordan. As I close my eyes tonight, I am praying for loved ones around me, for friends and those who need to know you, Lord. I am praying that your love, like the billions of stars in the night sky outside, will touch them and help them see who you really are. I pray for your world and those in it. I pray for their needs as well as my own. Amen. God of compassion, you hear the cries of all who are in trouble or distress. Accept our prayers for those whose lives are affected by storms and flooding. Strengthen them in their hour of need. Grant them perseverance and courage to face the future, and be to them a firm foundation on which to build their lives. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.